Okay, Mike, well, you come to your new role after a long career with the police, including head of the South Island Commercial Vehicle Safety Team and also the Vice President of the Police Association. How have you been settling into your new role?
I've really enjoyed the last couple of months, and I've definitely got my feet under the desk and enjoyed the change. I suppose the key point for me, the commonality around my prior role with the enforcement world, but also with the Commercial Vehicle Safety Team, and then with the advocacy work with the New Zealand Police Association, have helped me with the membership organisations such as Transport in New Zealand. And it's attract that's also part of why the reason why I'm here, because it attracted me. I suppose a comment I've made that I've found, and it's just been, I always thought it was there, but I didn't quite appreciate it as much as I do now, is that this industry is about people and good New Zealanders that care about their communities, that care about the outcomes, that care about being engaged with finding solutions and making stuff work and you know, getting home at the end of the day. It's interesting, the other comment, often a lot of people hear me say this, is that police used to say something like, "We want everyone at the Christmas dinner table," and that was purely around death and serious injury, naturally. I've added a bit to that now because I still believe in that immensely, and I'm passionate about road safety and making sure people make good decisions and supporting people in those decisions. But the other part is we want everyone to have Christmas dinner. That's the extra part, David, you know.
Yes.
Because in this industry, you want people to be viable, you want people to be making good decisions. And that sort of leads me into that other point that I was going to make with you, which was around people valuing themselves. You know,
So what do you think the image of trucking and truck drivers is? Do you think there is some room for a change of perceptions?
No, it's not so much that. I mean, the transport sector, which has a whole raft of things across it, because it's not just people holding the wheel of a truck. There's a lot of people that go in behind the scenes to make that, enable that to happen, from your people that load goods to people that arrange the products, that arrange the clients and so forth. And then you've got all the people that in behind the scenes. So you sort of wordsmith that a little bit, I suppose. But the part, it's a more about the industry, I think, through Omicron and through Delta and through the pandemic response beginning of 2020, the transport sector as a whole and the transport industry has they found themselves in the spotlight and were being and the essential workers were being considered as, yeah, hey, really great work, fantastic. And I suppose they felt valued. The other part I'd say about this, in the economic context, the transport sector needs to be valued and needs to be valued more. And I suppose that the reason I say that is it's so important that people that are running companies and having that challenge in the transport sector make sure that they are pricing themselves appropriately and well, and also being well valued. It's interesting. I was talking to a company general manager just last week, and he talked about how often you hear of how New Zealanders maybe only have about 3 weeks savings in the event that something dramatic happened and they didn't have an income coming in, and then after that they'll be like, "Oh, okay, how do we manage our bills? How do we survive for the next challenge, the next little while?" And some of the transport sector isn't unlike that, to be fair, from what I've heard, and that is the challenge, and to make sure people are going to be at the Christmas dinner table and having Christmas dinner. Another conversation I had with someone talked about making sure that people price things appropriately to get that part right.
How do you think you
It's
can make a difference
vital.
in your role, Mike?
I think for us is that the companies that I might be having some difficulty or some challenges around how they can go about pricing themselves or making sure they've got that part right. We've got some pretty strong products across Transport in New Zealand to help with costs and help with understanding that picture looks like. I suppose the other part is that we can advocate for the sector around key risk and different things. I know we've got spring upon us, and just this morning there was fresh snow on the ground, and now the sun's shining. So it's just so changeable, and we know Nelson, Marlborough had a significant challenge recently, as is Northland now, and that's going to be ongoing. They are, poor Northland people were going to be able to outstate OA1 for the foreseeable future, from what I understand from Waka Kotahi. So the challenge now, with us coming into spring and then coming into the real busy season towards the last quarter, is making sure that people are able to respond to those risks and respond to those significant weather events, because we talk about 1 in 100. Well, it's not 1 in 100.
Not anymore.
It's a lot more often, you know. Just last week I heard Waka Kotahi reported at a freight forum last week that there were, in the last 3 years, there have been 30 instances where they've had to stand up their emergency response team to respond to significant issues, weather, natural disaster, whatever it might be, in the last 3 years.
So, yes, 30 times.
30 times, which is in 3 years, which is just gives you an indication of how more frequent these significant events are.
Absolutely. So the roads are really challenging, and so that's always a risk or a challenge for the companies. And how about the driving itself on New Zealand roads? Is that also a risk that people need to watch out for?
Well, it's just the police talk about restraints, impairment, distraction and speed. If people behind the wheel are really mindful of how they are behaving and what they're doing and drive defensively, and along with that, and particularly in the transport sector, you know, at times, sadly, it's out of the driver's hands, because something happens in front of you and you can't avoid it when you're in a big rig or in a heavy vehicle. But those are those key four things that police talk about, and that's what helps with death and serious injury figures on the roads. The other part I'd say here is that risk is all around us every day, whether that's on the roads or from the weather or from not being able to get a product to market or whatever it might be. But how well does your company have plans in place to respond to those? Do you have some crisis management planning? Do you have business continuity planning? So that in the event that you have major sickness like we've seen through the last couple of years with the pandemic, are you able to keep functioning and function well? Do you have a plan? I'd like to think a lot of companies do at a certain level, but maybe it might have been a little bit of luck that got them through on occasions. But start thinking about the risk. Start thinking about planning for crises, weather events, significant natural disasters, and things that are likely to happen, and they're not going to go away. They're going to keep coming. And we need to make sure that the people are resilient and they can try and do something about that. It's, and we're happy to help people with that. And at the higher level, you've got the at the natural disaster where you have a civil defence emergencies declared. That's when that next level, then we'll make sure that we're involved in that with them as well, to make sure we can get our communications out to the industry really quickly and effectively. It's a bit like, I liken it to a little bit of an insurance policy. You've got a bit of a plan in behind so that you're not just suddenly presented with a significant risk and you go, okay, how can we actually deal with this? You've already turned your mind to it. And so straight away, you've already thought about it. You've already put a bit of a plan in place and behind, and you've discussed it with a few people, and you've got a bit of a good steer on how to manage it. Then that crisis seems that a little bit more easy to manage. And that then has got to be a good thing.
That's great. Okay, well, it sounds like there are lots of challenges, but just lastly, Mike, are you optimistic for the road transport industry going forward?
I think without a doubt, David, the industry is the one thing I've picked up so far is clearly it's innovative, it's passionate, it cares about New Zealanders, and it cares about the future, and I think it's in good heart. There's going to be some difficult times in the next couple of years, I would expect, with the economy and some of the challenges that have been presented. But, you know, the transport sector is as I said before, innovative, and who knows where vehicles sit to operate or look like in the next 10 years, because there's some changes. It's like anything, change is inevitable, but especially in the transport sector, change is a constant. So I think it's in good heart, and I don't see freight disappearing off the roads in any time, to be fair.
Thanks very much, Mike.